Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is September 3rd. Oh, what day is that?
Your birthday.
2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And if you have an emergency, text Dan. Let him know you're going to call him at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Okay, stop. Folks, at this moment, we have to give a shout-out to my wife that's sitting right next to me, that it is her birthday. Excuse me, birthday today,
yep.
September 3rd.
Another one down.
Yeah, okay. Well, happy birthday, Linda.
I want you to sing it to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear wifey. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you made me do that in front of the
okay,
whole world.
But they can't. But you can't. They can't see you.
So yeah, I know, but good. We're fixing to remedy that. I just made folks, I just did a cord. I just bought a cord that extends my camera so we can give you a studio shot of us doing radio, and I'm working on getting
really? That's not good. Then I can't come in my nightgown on coolers and house shoes.
You don't
coolers.
Come in curlers and house shoes anyway. You know, I think you put curlers in your hair on your wedding, and that was about
well,
it.
Well, I did it a few times with Boosie when she was little, those sponge curlers.
Moving people
right along. You can always find the updates and the breaking news and all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, all of our contact information, and it's over at our mystery hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, YouTube, and some FM stations. So please, please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener bases in places worldwide like Dublin, Fingal, Ireland.
I don't know, Fingal, I don't know. Just
Dimash.
Dublin. I just skipped the Fingal part, just Dublin, Ireland. They know where it's at.
Dimash, Syria.
Yeah.
New Delhi, Indiana, or India, not India.
Indiana. There's no
India.
Yeah.
All right. And then in the USA, we have Honolulu, Hawaii, Long Beach, California, Charlotte, North Carolina, and this week, Tampa, Florida is the largest group of listeners that listen when it podcasts later tonight.
Right. And actually, Wichita came in third. Anyway, by the way, folks, I'm still trying to get you to do that. Please send us an email, if you will, to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone, 316-619-4886, and tell us what city you're from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. And if you want, you can also tell us how you listen to us, and we won't re-text you back. I might say thank you, but I'm trying not to even do that. I will not use your email to solicit donations or send you any other emails at all whatsoever. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Your Heavenly Father in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio comes out according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give us the things to which to tell the people and lift the veil from their eyes, their ears, so that they may hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have that song. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a song. Thank you, Brother Ben, for that. I'm going to have to remember to write this guy a letter. He's still on our mailing list, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Does
the Indian newsletters come back?
Not yet, no. Okay. I fixed the mailing list, so hopefully none of them will come back.
Right. And it looks like, you know, some of the people were getting a good response out of this last one. Of course, we put out the truth, but a lot of that is people that don't have access to Internet. Anyway. A follow-up to last week, I want to be clear in what I was stating about some things last week. Number one, I do think President Trump will win the election for 4 more years by a landslide. You know, I will be really shocked if Biden concedes and the Democrats accept it, though. I think there will be huge civil unrest in a massive way, maybe from both sides. Be very, very prepared for that. I think Trump will, after the election, will use the Insurrection Act. I think that you're going to see law and order change.
Yes, I think so. He's going to crack down right as soon as the election's over.
As soon as the election's over,
Had enough, and yeah, so have most of the people.
Yeah, absolutely, over and over and over. And you know what? I was looking at today, and I saw that Black Lives Matter, their support has dropped dramatically recently, and it's from black people. You know, I go on TikTok and other places, and there's countless black people saying this Black Lives Matter is not our movement, has nothing to do with us.
And it makes me sick that they're destroying all the history. They just spray painted Black Lives Matter stuff all over Elvis's monument that's been there. What did Elvis do to them?
Well, let's go back. Let's think about that. Elvis, what do you know about Elvis Presley? You know where he got his music from?
Don't tell me black people.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely.
Really?
Well, that's started the Rhythm and Blues. He learned it. He used to go to black honky tonks and things, and he picked up their music. That's where rock and roll came from, was black rhythm and blues.
Awesome.
So, you know, Elvis literally loved the black community. And everybody that knew him or knew anything about him literally knows that. But you see, that proves a point. These people are doing something that has nothing to do with black folks.
Right, they're hiding behind that name.
Right, because by using that name, it gives them cover as, oh, if you're against us, you're racist. So it gives them false coverage is what it does. So anyway, I believe that he'll crack down. I believe many will be arrested. I'm actually praying for a harsh winter this winter, which we are supposed to get a colder winter, because that'll help tamp down some of these things. While in the meantime, they're investigating. It's just like you notice there's not a large bunch of people out there destroying statues.
Or monuments.
Right, and why is that?
Because Trump put a 10-year, mandatory 10-year sentence on it.
Right, absolutely. But I do think...
for each offense. So if you do more than one, you get 10 years. Every time you do one, you get 10 years tacked on.
Right, good. You're up here. And so, absolutely, absolutely. And also, I've seen today that Trump was talking about gaining volunteers of attorneys and all kinds of things to go out across the country to start countering all the lawsuits that they're expecting, you know, from the contested thing. So it's going to be that. But I believe Trump is going to come out on the other side. I do not think at all the Democrats will take over America, at least yet. You see, there is a biblical reason for that, and it has to do with the conditions of Israel before an Antichrist can invade them. No, Israel will not. People think Israel is going to accept the Antichrist. They just don't read the Bible right. It doesn't say that they'll accept him. It says the Antichrist will come in and invade Israel and split the land, and they will take over, and then the abomination of desolation will happen. If you read everything in the Bible about the Antichrist, you'll find that out. Israel has to be at a place of peace, though, for that to happen and feel safe. That's what the Bible says. If you read Ezekiel 38:39 and read through that, it'll explain. They are at peace. That is what's going on right now, because it wasn't technically at peace with the Palestinians, but right now, because of the peace deal that Kushner, for President Trump, has negotiated, that the lands around Israel are starting to come to the negotiating table with them. Well, not even to go. They've signed treaties. They want to do commerce with Israel, and they also want Israel to help protect them from Iran and Turkey. So we'll start it with this. Go ahead.
Okay, Kushner's please. Peace between Israel and all 22 Arab states, logical. Trump senior advisor Jared Kushner meets with Saudi and Bahraini monarchs, pushing for a normalization with Israel. By Laura Marcus, World Israeli News. As the Israeli delegations return to Israel after a historic visit in Abu Dhabi, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner continued his tour of the Gulf. Kushner visited Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, meeting with the kingdom's leaders. Israel Channel 12 News reported that Kushner may also visit Qatar in the coming days. In Saudi Arabia, Kushner met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi's own news agency, SPA, reported that the pair discussed the peace process and its horizons, as well as the need to resume negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis to reach just the lasting peace.
Stop.
Lasting peace.
Right, right. And so that's Saudi Arabia and those countries are still throwing out, well, they need to make peace with the Palestinians, but they're not waiting on them any longer. They're not waiting to give up a whole bunch of land for them. They want to go ahead and normalize relations because they're tired of it. They're tired of all the garbage, and they know the truth that it was all a ploy anyway, that there is no such thing as a Palestinian people. In fact, I've had a terrorist on here come straight out and say it. One day he woke up and found he was a Palestinian person when he was a Jordanian and all. But moving on from that, there's plenty of evidence for Israel. That was something created just to the Palestinian people were created out of nothing. They have no history in the land. Go ahead.
Okay. Saudi Arabia, which officially has no diplomatic relations with Israel, is widely thought to cooperate with the Jewish state on regional security issues. The Gulf Kingdom recently allowed the first commercial direct flight from Israel to the UAE to fly over its airspace and a move Kushner praised as very gracious.
Okay, so even while they say they don't really have an agreement yet, they're allowing them to overfly their country to get between the UAE and Israel and back and forth. So they've already opened it up. Saudi Arabia has already been working on it, and Saudi Arabia is tired of all the garbage, too. They want to modernize and open up to the world. That's why right now you can go visit the real Mount Sinai. Go over at Joel's page, folks, joelstrumpet.com. Sign up. You can go visit the real Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, 2 weeks ago, Prince Faisal, the governor of Madhya Province, released a statement praising the UAE-Israel peace agreement. King Hamad bin Isa Khalafi of Bahrain also praised the UAE-Israeli peace agreement in his meeting with Kushner. When asked by the UAE state-run news agency, WAM, about the possibility of additional peace agreements with Arab nations on the horizon, Kushner responded optimistically.
What he said was, and I'm going to butt in right here for this, we're going to talk about him, and he said all 22 Arab states normalizing relations with Israel was logical, and the next agreement could happen within a couple of months. And so these people are already working on it. They're sick of it. Now, you know, while this is a great thing, we are seeing Bible prophecy jump way forward, because in order for the Antichrist to attack Israel, part of the precursor is that they are at peace. Again, we'll say that. So this contracted peace that they're creating, well, it's a good thing. Yeah, it also brings in us towards the Antichrist. But this is what has to happen. I'm so tired of hearing people and prophecy people, and a lot of them that even been on this program, oh, we're praying for this and that not to happen yet. Every time, it really drives me nuts. Because every time they pray for this and that not to happen yet, the Bible says it'll happen, and it'll happen before Yeshua's return. You're praying for Yeshua not to return.
Right.
Because the Bible isn't going to change just because a few people are saying they want it paused. We don't want it paused, folks. Bring it on. Bring it on. We are now in that time. So let's finish this article up.
Okay. Obviously, anything could happen. But the reality is that a lot of people are envious of the move that the United Arab Emirates has made. A lot of people want access to the technology, economy, and the advancement that Israel has. Israel is like another Silicon Valley for the Middle East, he said.
Yeah, so that's where they want technology. They want modernized. And Israel, you know, it, like it says, it's like another Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is in California, where all the high-tech companies are at, and all the electronics and everything and all that stuff's coming out. Well, that's what Israel is to the Middle East. Well, actually to the world, too, because we get more innovations from them than you even know about. But the point is, this has to happen before, and it will also, what else would it do? Well, if they're doing all that commerce, it's going to make Israel rich. And what I told you this a few weeks ago, I talked to a rabbi on this radio program. It took me 3 weeks to get it out of him. He finally told me, he said, because he wasn't, you know, messianic, he was just a rabbi, and they're hard to get things out of. Finally said, I asked him, I said, what's the biggest condition that has to happen before Messiah comes? And he finally said it. He said, Israel has not reached the height of the riches that are promised in the Bible before before Messiah would come. He didn't say
right.
Yeshua or whatever. So this has to happen. And anyway,
okay, we don't solve problems by not talking to each other. So normalizing relations and allowing people to people and business exchanges will only make the Middle East stronger and a more stable place, he added.
Okay, so you see that Arabs really are ready to make peace for many reasons. The holdouts, of course, is Iran and Turkey and their allies, which are countries that will produce the Antichrist. In fact, part of the reason these countries not only are interested in making peace with Israel, but they're doing it out of self-defense against Iran and Turkey, who are both trying to rule these nations. Biden's America could not make this peace in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they would reverse it. The peace has to come before the invasion of the Antichrist, which brings Yeshua's return to save Israel. Read your Bibles. If you read them for what they say and not some fantasy book, it will be, it's very, very simple. Anyway, so these things have to happen. We're going to talk about, we'll move on and talk about that when we go come back. But the point is, these things have to happen. The stage is set. And that's why Trump has to win re-election, because Biden would reverse all these things immediately. These things have to biblically happen. Yeah, the country's going to be in turmoil and so on and so forth.
It's going to be either way it goes, but it'd just be in better turmoil if Trump wins.
Well, right, but the point, he still has to be the ruler. Well, no matter what happens in America, he has to be the ruler. Well, not ruler, the president. In order for these things to happen. Otherwise, if it switches the other way, that's going to take Bible prophecy backwards and nothing adds up. So, anyway, tell the folks where they can find us at, and we'll go take a break.
Okay, you can find all the Wichita mission updates and all the breaking news over at Prophecy, and our contact information is over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. Free.
Legalism relates to principles of right and wrong behavior. It has been defined as strict literal adherence to the law or to a particular code of religion or morality. The question arises, is being categorized as legalistic an insult or a compliment? To begin with, it should be noted that the term legalism cannot be found in the Bible. However, its moral synonyms as listed by dictionaries are mentioned over 500 times. Virtuous, moral, honorable, chaste, pure, ethical, just, decent, honest, and righteous. Could it be that the use of the word legalistic is an attempt to avoid dealing with these important issues? Should believers be adherents to the moral laws of our Creator, or should every man do that which is right in his own eyes? While it is true that there is none righteous, no, not one, those that are, as the Bible states, born of Him can live in a righteous manner by the power of the Holy Spirit. The next time that someone says that you, a believer in Christ, keeping God's commandments, are being legalistic, the best response would be to simply say thank you. Why? Because they are calling you a saint. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
You forget who you was. And boom, you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, okay, so we looked at that, but let's look into where the real trouble is. You know, we see all the rioters out there and everything, but we're going to talk about now, we're going to come into this part of the program and we're going to talk about where the real trouble lies. Okay. So let's look at where the real trouble is. But first, this came from Glenn Beck. And now, you used to be on Fox News, and Glenn, everybody listens to him. He has the blaze and all that. But this is pretty sound stuff for him. So go ahead.
What I'm here to do is to sound the trumpet, to warn you of what is just over the horizon that no one else will tell you. You know, things that aren't okay. They aren't normal. Many of us have the feelings that we're headed towards something that's not good.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've been saying civil war for a while.
Right, but...
And that's not good.
Right, but even with seeing maybe civil war or the viruses or whatever, there's just a overall feeling of things aren't ever going to be
the same. I don't figure it's ever going to be the same.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about, is the feeling of that, you know, it's just... Something towards something not good. Okay, go on.
Okay, if you felt any of these things, I want you to know this. One, you're right. It's not your imagination, whether you're on the left or the right. It's not your imagination. Something's very wrong. Two, you're not alone. You're not the only one feeling this. And three, this is a difficult beginning of a new era.
Yeah, absolutely. Things have changed.
Yep, the world's changed.
2020, things have changed. But let's go on and then I'll comment about it.
Okay, number three, but I believe that we are now squarely in the days of the Bible that the Bible foretold. I told you there would come a time when we passed all the exits and we're there. We need to fight to slow down the chaos. We need to do everything we can to slow down this chaos.
Okay, we all do. Here's the thing, folks. There's some things in Bible prophecy that are absolutely laid out and they're there. But the degree of some of these things happening, now, we know that there's going to be an Antichrist. We know that these other things are coming. But the degree of the way things are, where you're at, and so on and so forth, the evil, you can suppress the evil. We can get better through this time. But it's up to us to pray and do the right things and speak forward because we're a part of it. Okay. And he's right, of course. People are feeling it. And we should, because we are in the days right before Yeshua's return, in which evil will get worse and worse and worse. But don't just stare deeply, because there's also, you know, there's people being, you know, down in Wisconsin, there was a huge number of people that out on the streets, they had a revival out on the streets and people got baptized. Pretty sure that was Wisconsin, and it's happening in a few other places where there's been riots. And also the church work's been suppressed out in beaches. I know for sure in California, and I think maybe Florida, but there were hundreds of people down at the beach getting baptized all at once. Because so there is some revival breaking out, and we should expect that. But you've got to look for these things to happen. But you know, you've got to be, you can either be part of it or you can just sit through it. And it's going to get. But anyway.
It's like I was telling my daughter-in-law on the way to church the other day. So she's talking about how all the evil needs to go away. And I said, well, that's never going to happen, Daniela, because the Bible specifically, word says, there will always be evil among us. Always means always, forever, there will always be evil among us.
Well, until we're out of the stage.
Right.
At one point, it will
be. Until Yeshua comes.
Right, right, right. Yeah, exactly.
So they'll always be evil and they'll always be poor. You can't change that no matter what. And that's what we were talking about, was the depopulation. The rich want all the poor people gone. No matter what they do, no matter how many times they try to kill
really
all the poor, they're not going to get rid of the poor.
Well, they don't I will change on that. They don't want to get rid of the poor, because then they would have no working class. In order for the elite to be the elite, they still have to have the slaves. You know, they don't want to get rid of the poor.
Well, that would be the middle
class. Okay, but let's clarify something. You said depopulation. They don't say they want to completely depopulize the world. What they say is they want to bring the number of people down, the poor people, but they don't want to get rid of all of them by any means, shape, or form, because they're not going to do that work. They want to have... Kings want to have somebody to rule and be king over.
Exactly.
So they don't want to get rid of everybody or all of the poor. They want to depopulize. Yeah, they want to bring down some populations and weed out. But they still need some slaves. They still need some slaves, or the working class, whatever you want to call it. They still need it. But anyway, so there are things that are going on. So let's go into this.
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know always, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boosters, proud,
boasters,
blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady-minded, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such they turn away. For this is the sort of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers different lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Okay, I'm going to back up here. First off, in the first few of those, it says, you know, of course, this explains the generation out there right now. That's, you know, lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. You know, when's the last time you hear, you know, they don't even say thanks for anything. Unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce despisers of those that are good. We're seeing that all right now play out in the riots
right.
In the streets.
Traitors.
And in the things. Traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But now this switches to a different form of people. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. This is a warning about people that are acting like they're godly,
right.
But they have no power. It's like the churches. You go to some of these churches, and they have magnificent, you know, praise and worship and floor shows, so to speak. But that isn't supposed to be what draws a person to church. You're supposed to go to hear the Word of God to get convicted so that you can turn away from sin and know what it is. But you don't hear that in the churches. So they have a form of godliness, but you're supposed to turn away from that. But as I said, with the church coming out on the street in a lot of places, there's an explosion going on. But from those, they say, they creep into houses and led captive silly women away, laden with sins, led away in different lusts. And they are taking them through to these different lusts. But this is a big one. Ever earning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, that's because they're not listening to the Word of God. The Word of God has a truth, but, you know, there's more and more diversion, all that, whether it's about prophecy or anything else, about how you can be saved, not be saved, than I've ever seen before. Because why? Because we've had this explode of knowledge. Everybody and anybody can get on the internet and say, oh, I'm this or I'm that. And, you know, they get followers. Amen. You know, so what they are following wrong things. But anyway, let's go on with this. Let's go.
So 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before Yahweh and the Lord Yeshua Messiah, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine, judge the sin.
Okay, now that was Paul saying, folks, but let's go back. All that talk about not judging, do whatever. Now he's sitting here telling Timothy how to be an evangelist, and he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, people are not going to doctrine right now. They're just,
no.
Well, we'll go on with this. It'll tell it.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Now, that means that they'll have teachers. They have itching ears to hear the next new thing that's
coming
out.
They want to hear what they want to hear to go with their lifestyle.
Right.
Not
and
what the truth is.
Which will cause them to do what?
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables.
Okay, so we'll be turned into fables, and that's what I'm talking about with the end time. You know, for the record, folks, I really wish, if you folks want to know, see a really well-done, intense, really good study about pre-trib rapture, pre-wrath rapture, really what's going to happen. A very good video. I just embedded it at prophecyhour.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see that video. It's right there, and you should really intently watch it and then get back with me about it. So, so what are we really literally fighting against? Before we go down, what are we fighting against then?
It's spiritual battle, fighting against evil.
Right. Amen. So it says in
Ephesians 6:12-16, put on the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and the blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay, now a lot of people wonder, they say, well, you're always having Carl and some of these guys on and you're pushing their book. The reason that folks that I talk so much about Carl's books is you need to read Carl's books because you're not catching it from the scripture. The point is these things in high places, there are different, fallen angels, whatever, that are technically were appointed and have rule over different parts of the earth. Of course, Satan is the main god of this earth. He rules over other principalities and powers that are on this earth. That is what we're fighting against, is against those. You need to know your enemy. When we talk about it in those books, about his books, that identify who they are, because most of you don't even realize that about what's actually ruling over this world, and you need to know that. But your word will tell you, but you got to get in there and really read the word. Okay.
Okay, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to I already read that. Okay.
No, you didn't.
That's repeat?
We have to repeat.
Okay. That you may be able to withstand the evil day and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Okay. Have the whole armor of Yahweh. Now, for that evil day. We're coming up. That's what's going on. This evil day. We're going to try and move fast because I want to show them what we're fighting against because I can prove it. But the evil day. We're in that. The day is evil out there. Wake up, folks. So how are you going to fight it? With truth, honesty, breastplate of righteousness.
at and your feet sod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Where's your faith, folks? Messiah's Branch runs by faith for 21 years. By faith, we fed the people and did what Yahweh told us to do. We get up and leave here when we don't have money. We still go do it, and he's never failed us.
Never. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Okay. Folks, here is an example of what I'm talking about and what we're fighting against. Go ahead, and you can read it as slow as you want, but make sure you...
Hell, Satan... After terrorizing churches, Black Lives Matter, witchcraft exposed. This is now proof that there are very dark forces behind the Black Lives Matter, and it's not just the blatant Marxism of its founders and leaders. The darkness literally includes summoning dead spirits and allowing them to work through the Black Lives Matter leaders. Sounds crazy, but Black Lives Matter bosses admit it. Clues about the true nature of Black Lives Matter have been available for quite some time. Last month, Black Lives Matter activists terrorized church attendees in Troy, New York, while chanting, Hail Satan. They even shrieked at black families and young mothers trying to get in the building. Just this week in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a church with a Black Lives Matter sign on it was torched by Black Lives Matter activists. In a video that went viral this week, a mob of white Black Lives Matter activists shout at a couple at the D.C. restaurant for refusing to raise their fists, with one activist asking the confused victims, are you a Christian?
Stop. Now, these people are blatant. It's going to get real worse as we read and go through this article, but... Here's the point. This is through their own admission. And that's why I say, folks, black people, folks are, they're awake to it. Most of them are for that fact. And they're saying, this is not our movement. This has nothing to do with us. And, you know, so we're going to go on. But this is getting.
Okay. Now, newly released audio recordings reveal the occult practices, ancestor worship, African paganism, and literal witchcraft of at least one of the national group's co-founders, as well as the founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles chapter. Apparently, the entire George Soros-funded leadership of Black Lives Matter is involved in these practices as well. In the audio, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, who boasted in a TV interview of being a trained Marxist, revealed that she is also consulting spiritual entities and allowing them to work through her. I'm calling for spirituality to be deeply radical, she said. We're not just having a social justice movement. This is a spiritual movement.
So she's asked. Now, listen, folks, she says she's calling on you to be deeply radical, but we're not just having a social judgment, a spiritual movement. Well, what spirit of that? Go ahead.
Of course, Christians pointing to Ephesians 6:12 and its reference to spiritual warfare have been making this argument since the fruit of Black Lives Matter became the more clear destruction, hate, looting, burning, Marxism, division, riots, and more. But until recently, the spiritual nature of the struggle was simply inferred and deduced from the Bible and the news. Now the proof is available to all.
Okay, so we're going to give you the proof. Now this is their own admission. We're not making any accusations. We're just repeating what she said word for word. And there's even some videos out there of them. I posted them on Facebook. But in fact, folks, I just figured out how to embed things, so I'm getting them over to propshare.com. But let's go on.
Okay. In a recorded conversation with Cullors, Black Lives Matter, Los Angeles founder and California State University professor of African Studies, Malena Abdullah, reveals more than she thought she should have. Quote, maybe I'm sharing too much, but we've become very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly, right? She explained. Like, each of them seems to have a different presence and personality, you know. I laugh a lot with Wanoskiesha, you know, and I didn't meet her in her body, right? I met her through this work. Kohler's echoes the sentiments of Abdullah. It's a very important practice. Hashtags are for us, and way more than a hashtag. It is literally almost resurrecting a spirit so that we can work, so they can work through us to get the work that we need to get done, says Kohler's. One of the three founders of Black Lives Matters. I started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them, both from a deeply political place, but also from a deeply spiritual place.
Stop a second. Very important practice that they work through them. They call on spirits to possess them and
right.
work through them. You understand what they're saying, folks? This is what they said. I'm going to go through this real quick on a couple of things because we only got about 5 minutes left. But it's so important. I mean, this is willful possession. This is what she says also. It's so important not just for us to be in direct relationship to our people who passed, but also for them to know that we remember them and they remember them and we believe so many are working through us. They're talking about ones that even passed away. So they're talking about willful possession of what they can see, dead spirits or whatever, working through them. It goes on and on and on. I'm going to put the article over there. But here's the big deal. While they admit to this, and these demons are working through them, and they freely admit it, they're also, what is it they do? They're terrorizing churches. Go ahead, right here.
Even before the audio became public, the true nature of Black Lives Matter was becoming obvious for all of us to see. Last month, supposedly responding to a church giveaway of an AR-15, Black Lives Matter activists terrorized black and white churchgoers alike in Troy. They literally beat Christian adults and harassed little children while shouting obscenities and chanting Hail Satan.
Okay, and this, they also attacked Grace Baptist Church and a lot of other ones. And this is going on, folks. Like I say, if you go over to the pastor's page from prophecyhour.com, you will find this article. We don't have time to completely go through it, but through their own admission, this isn't me jumping up and yelling and making up something. They freely admit this, and they enjoy admitting it, and all you got to do is look at videos to see it. This is very dangerous and a very big spiritual battle. You need to pray for your loved ones to avoid these people at all costs. But don't give them, you know, don't give place to the devil, you know, which means don't give them any credit for anything at all, because there is nothing good connected with any of it. And this is an end time battle. Things are going to get much worse, but there are going to be great things like these baptisms and people getting saved. But we're headed right full on into it. There could be a point where, because these are like at the birth pain thing, you know, that they're going to get worse and then it'll get easy. It'll get worse and easy, but each one is going to be harsher and harsher and harsher. You know, what was really strikes me as funny, and we're going to talk about the mission church now, is I think I told you about it, but I was outside sitting, you know, we're giving out plates of food, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm saying that for the people, and you know, and so I'm sitting out there with Elijah, my son, folks, that, you know, was passing out the food and bagging them up.
Which, by the way, I only get to see the videos like you do because I'm in the kitchen from the time I get there till the time we leave, so I don't get interaction anymore since we've been doing it this way.
Okay, anyway. Wine, baby.
I know.
Anyway, so I'm sitting out there with my son Elijah so that I can take care of their other needs, where, you know, which prayers is real big ones I'm always asked for, but... Anyway, point being is this one gentleman comes up, and I'll call him a gentleman, and he had real long hair and everything, and he had all the, you know, Satan symbol.
Oh, I remember you told me this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, well, let me tell people. Anyway, Satan symbol around his neck and several other things beside that. You know, he looks like total Satan worshiper, you know, whatever, and he goes up and he says, Pastor Dan, and I go, okay, now what kind of demonic spirit is this a demonic spirit? What's going on? And he says, I need you to pray for me, or pray for this neighborhood and all that. Okay, now here's this guy with all this symbolism hanging around his neck, and he was truly worried. And so, you know, I felt bad about, you know, looking that way. But anyway, he was really worried about how dangerous and violent the neighborhood is getting, And I know it's violent down there. We're in one of the very, very worst parts of the city. But I felt that it was really ironic that this guy that looked like a complete Satan worshiper, you know, looked like he was trying to be a warlock or something, was actually asking for prayers from me for the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. And, but anyway, and we do pray for the neighborhood. And I'll even do it right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you quench the violence in that neighborhood and at least keep it away from the missing church in Yeshua's name. Amen. But, so we are at a place where the worst of the worst is. The only reason that we can survive there is I believe that, you know, I think we've got some angels there that are protecting us. Absolutely. But we are in one of the worst places. But isn't that where you're supposed to be, is in the worst places to help the people? Anyway, so do we need support for the mission church? Sure we do. What do we need?
Well, we need Go Place for sure, man. We've been going through a lot of them. We're a gal. We need Go Place. We need Force. We need, we've about got meat. We need potatoes, and we could use some more vegetables. And
So basically,
we need to pay bills.
Okay, so this is the time. These are the folks that support us, so this is the time you're supposed to tell them, hey.
We need peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Cases of peanut butter would be great. And we need large print King James Bible, but we do need your support. As you can see, we have paper products to buy. That means forks, knives, spoons, those sort of things. And we also need to-go plates because that's how we serve the food and so on and so forth. So we do need your support dramatically. Also, folks, I want another warning. The things that we get from what we call the food truck, I won't point to the ministry, come from what they get. Give us food when they have too much, when the food bank donates them food, you know.
Right.
When they have an overabundance, they bring it to us. What's coming down to nothing or stuff that's almost just, you know, really ready to go out the door. But the point is so what that's saying is the food bank has less and less to give out to these people, and which also means why do they have less? Because the stores are giving them less, which means there's going to be a food shortage. At the very least, food's going to go skyrocket. Has food prices been going up?
Not that I've noticed yet, but I don't go to the store that much unless I absolutely have to go.
I go to the store.
You go more than I go.
I go to the store, and food prices are going way up. They really are. And while there doesn't seem to be really any shortage in most things, there is the price is going up.
I noticed on the products that you buy that the quantity of the products is being reduced. You know, they don't sell 5-pound bags of potatoes. Now they're 4-pound bags.
Okay, see, there's the point. That's the food shortage.
Right.
Well, it seems like, well, the price didn't go up, but they just got you out of a pound of potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so we do need your support. If you do not want to support the mission church, we need help to pay radio. Radio does come. You guys are listening to it. It isn't free. This isn't just a podcast. That's really free. We need support for radio. You can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. Find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Anything? I've got about 10 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to the fall feast that began this month.
Yeah, amen, folks. We're going to start talking about the fall
next
feast
week.
Next week. Well, thank you. I guess that's, you heard her. You know, the lady says Miss Birthday Girl says that we're going to be talking about the fall feast, which you should be celebrating. But we got to go. We must remember, folks, though, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 what?
Be a blessing to others. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah to come back.
Yeah, because there'll never be any real peace till he gets back. And, folks, remember, the Word of God tells you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you have blessed and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.